Alex headed towards Kat's offices. Marcello had let him know that Rebecca had finally returned to the palace, and he just couldn't wait another minute to see with his own eyes that she was safe and whole. As he entered the offices, he heard Kat's trembling voice, then, as he walked into her office, saw that she had Rebecca in a stifling hug. He'd never really been jealous of Kat before, but he definitely was now.
"You should let the girl breathe, Kat."
His eyes raked over Rebecca's unhurt form, taking in everything, from her exhausted expression to her wrinkled dress. Kat pulled back from the hug and wiped away a few tears.
"I can't help it, Alex."
"Well, try."
Rebecca's eyes connected with his, and he couldn't wait any longer.
"Rebecca, I apologize, but I must speak with you about today's events. Kat, can you give us a few minutes?"
"All right, just don't upset her, Alex. Unless you'd like me in the room too."
"No,"
Alex said a little too quickly.
"I think we'll be fine. Rebecca, let's head into your office."
He gestured for her to go first, and as soon as they entered her office and shut the door, Alex took her in his arms.
"Rebecca,"
he said softly as he buried his face in her hair.
"My God, Rebecca."
"Oh, Alex."
He peppered her face with kisses before taking her lips in a long, gentle kiss.
"Are you all right, darling?"
She nodded and leaned her head against his chest.
"I'm all right, Alex. It's just awful, isn't it?"
He held her close and rubbed his hands down her back. She seemed so fragile underneath his hands, and he wanted to carry her away to someplace safe and secluded.
"I know, Rebecca."
She shook her head and pulled away from him.
"You don't know. How could you? Raised as a royal. I worked so hard to save money for that place. My place."
She began pacing.
"Now, everything is gone, and the other apartments are useless too. All my neighbours need to find a new place to live and a roof for the night. They could have all been killed."
She slumped onto the couch in her office and put her head in her hands. He sat beside her and continued to rub her back in slow, consistent movements. He kissed her temple, then said,
"I know I haven't had to struggle as much as you, but I can empathise. I almost lost you today, one of the most precious things in the world to me."
She sat back and looked up at him.
"Alex, I'm sorry. I'm not really upset about losing all my things. Well, I am, but, you know."
"I know. I'm upset about the same thing too. Someone's coming after me and the people I love and work with. That doesn't sit easy with me, Rebecca."
He watched Rebecca wince and grip her stomach.
"It doesn't sit easy with me either."
He shifted to rub a hand over her belly.
"Are you hurt? You look like you're in pain."
"I'm all right. Just tired."
She leaned against him, her face on his shoulder, and his arms fell easily around her once more.
"How did it go with your parents? You never responded to my messages."
He felt her smile against his shoulder.
"You're so impatient. I was taking a nap."
He kissed her forehead.
"If you're still tired, maybe we should get a doctor."
"No, I'll be all right. My parents wanted me to stay with them, but I'm worried about putting them in the crosshairs if these people come after me again."
His arms tightened around her.
"They won't."
"They could."
"Not while I have breath in my body,"
he said fiercely.
"Don't make promises you can't keep, Alex."
He gazed down at her. His practical Rebecca was right, but that didn't mean he had to agree with it.
"You'll stay in the palace tonight."
She shifted slightly back and gazed at him through narrowed eyes.
"Was that your doing? My staying in the palace?"
"Yes,"
he said truthfully.
"I asked Marcello to arrange it. I need to know you're safe."
"The palace isn't safe."
Her eyes wandered to the corner where they'd found the camera.
"Not even this office?"
"It's safer than your parents' house. There's extra security everywhere, and particularly with you."